You have any other good test audio, Sophie? Say some test audio.
Do I have to say it?
Yes, say it out loud into your microphone.
What if I'm thinking it?
No,
Can the
please don't
microphone
say it.
pick up my brainwaves?
Is that a
Say it
Tootsie?
louder.
And is a Tootsie Pop? I'm trying to figure out how many licks it takes to get to the middle. One.
Okay, Alex, test audio.
Two.
That's like the lamest science fair
Three.
experiment people ever did.
Yeah,
Ever.
where the fuck's your audio, Alex?
My audio is here.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, here it is.
Okay, I was worried.
Yeah, no, we're good. We
Okay.
are good. We
Trump
love.
administration launches plan to dismantle education department.
Again?
What?
Well, since they're all a bunch of idiots who've never been educated, they clearly don't understand the value.
That's so out of character.
Shared with me, shared with me, shared with me.
One
The
sixteen.
depart. You can't do that. You actually cannot do that.
I'm
You
glad you get
cannot
it.
do that. That is against the law.
Well, when has that stopped them?
Well, rip.
Well, should we do a podcast?
We probably should do a podcast. TRLpod.com.
The Real Lies Podcast, brought to you by One Market Street in San Francisco, our home and future abode.
Enter the secret code from this episode on trlpod.com and you can become the podcast. You'll be beamed into the
Please, God,
computer
take it over.
like in the original Tron.
My people yearn for freedom. Welcome to the internet, live from Alex's bougie basement apartment in beautiful Salt Lake City. This is the Red Line Podcast. I'm your host, quote, Cancun, unquote, Dunstan, and these are my
We already did the Halloween
co-hosts.
special. It's up on
It wasn't
Patreon if the
spooky.
listeners want to watch it now.
It was spooky.
I didn't.
It's a bit spooky. Oh, are you done?
Who
Oh, that
are
wasn't a
your
challenge.
hosts?
Kyle Bonanza Holland and
Hey, you didn't say it right. Honold? Get it?
Honold.
It's me switching the N and L in your name.
That's so clever. It's so clever, I didn't even get it.
Maybe I should switch the A and the O too, then it's Hanold.
This.
And the D and
Why are
it's
we anagramming my
Danil.
name?
This is how they made American names from
This
European
is how they
names.
crack.
This is how they did it at Ellis Island, yeah.
Yeah.
This is how they cracked Enigma, by the way.
That's not true. I watched the movie.
Alex.
Oh, my computer is taking off.
Yeah, Alex, pew 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 fielder. Or snap,
Alex.
crackle, pop fielder.
Alex, quote, dead on the ground on account of the pew pew pew, unquote,
Alex, quote,
fielder.
Walmart incineration fielder.
Oh, yes.
Alex, quote, regular basement, close quote, fielder.
Not bougie.
It's decorated very nicely, but.
Well, there's texture on the walls, though.
Well,
Popcorn
if it was up to
walls.
me, I would have not done that.
No, it's not popcorn.
This is a regular wall.
Popcorn is a different
Yeah, I
texture.
know. That
Yeah,
was a joke.
the like Tuscan wall is very interesting.
It is a weird thing to do, or just
Oh,
what,
that one over
accent
there.
wall in your basement,
Yeah.
yeah?
That's why we face this. Well, I face this way.
You
You
don't
have to
like the
look
yellow
at it.
accent wall?
Not particularly.
Oh.
But that's okay. And now I'm doxxed.
Yeah, because there's no other apartment in Salt Lake with a
Have
yellow
you
accent
seen Dear
wall.
Modern find people's floor plans based off of like a 0.5 second glimpse of the sky?
But we didn't say which wall is the accent wall.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
We
yeah.
didn't say where the basement is. And we
Well,
didn't say
I think I've doxed myself before.
we didn't even say which room in the basement
Oh, true. They'd have
has
to
the
figure out the
accent
room
wall.
too, yeah.
Anyway, today we're discussing Chicago's strangest transit line, the Stokey Swift.
Oh, I love that one.
Just why does the random yellow line at the top of the L map exist? And is it good for anything? All this after the news.
Ah, yes, the CTA yellow line.
Do-na-na-na-na.
Don't.
The Du Montags.
Oh, good Lord.
How do I say that?
The Dumontin branch.
The
The
Dumontin
Dumontin
branch
branch
of
of
Montreal's
Montreal's
REM is finally
Réseau
open.
Express Métropolitain
Is
est
finally
ouvert
open.
finalement.
The Roussillon
La
Express
Métropolitaine
Metropolitans
plus Nouvelle Expansion
will take
est
the line more than 18 miles north of downtown
finalement
Montreal.
plus de 18 Mille du Nord Centre-Ville de Montréal.
If you do that from the top, I'll do like the obnoxious like documentary voiceover translation after each sentence.
No, I'm not going to do the whole thing in French.
Okay.
The Dumontane branch of Montreal's REM is finally open. The Réseau Express Métropolitain, its newest expansion, will take the line more than 18 miles north of downtown Montreal, adding 14 new stations along the way. The new line is expected to carry upwards of 100,000 people per day and will operate the same high-frequency service as the earlier starter line. Although expansions to the airport and West Island are still to come, this represents a huge step forward for rail transit in North America's most European city.
Oh yeah, I saw the the Urbanity featuring Reese Martin video about that. It's pretty good.
Reese Martin.
Also, the Urbanity face reveal, that was kind of startling. I wonder if this is how our listeners feel, because when I've been listening to somebody for years. I see them talking for the first time. Their disembodied voice is going in my head, and there's just a face on the screen. It takes a while for them to, like, associate.
I feel like people could probably draw a photo-accurate picture of me.
No, your teeth are too straight.
I don't think they could.
I think they could.
No, be kind, first of all.
Better or worse?
No. I don't know. You're not what I expect when I hear your voice. Like, I expect someone, first of all, without a beard.
Okay.
And...
Well, that can change.
With... I don't know. I feel like taller.
He's not short.
I know, but I expect someone like 6'6".
A 6'6" hairless man.
Listeners, submit your, like, police sketches.
This is what Clockwork Orange is like, my droogie.
Yeah, my droogie.
Went down to the milk bar with this Chelovec, my droogie, Alex over here, oh my brothers, and then we committed some serious violence against those poor old nans down by the station.
It's funny because the main character's name is Alex.
It is, yeah. Alex and I were talking about a Clockwork Orange on Saturday.
We were talking about it on the podcast the other day.
Were we?
I don't remember that.
I forgot which episode it was.
Oh, the Glasgow subway is sometimes called the Clockwork Orange because it goes in a circle, but it's not really anything similar to the book Clockwork Orange.
I wonder if that's where you
got
the name.
Ultra violence. No, I think that's. Yeah. I think they get the name of the Glasgow subway from.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
This has been the news.
Do 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 do.
I just realized we used the news outro for the intro.
That's fine. Who cares?
Do 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 do.
Bow.
Meow. So, why does the Chicago L have its very own S line?
Because it used to be an interurban,
so
of course.
Hey. Yes, Kyle is correct. It used to be an interurban line.
And it still is?
Not really.
Just but like the S line.
Long.
Is that true? I thought it used to be a freight line.
It went up to Park City. I'm pretty sure there was passenger service.
Passenger service at Parley.
And to Heba.
It wasn't really an interurban, but it was a passenger train. Service, yeah.
And wasn't the whole point of the Parley's Canyon train so the Mormons could outcompete the big railroads? Get lower rates to transport all their granite?
Every morning I
Well, the granite usually came from Little Cottonwood.
Oh, okay. So whatever they were
trying to do. What Kyle is spreading right now is fake news.
Yeah, they built canals to transport the granite from Little Cottonwood.
Did somebody say canals?
So nothing to do with the granite.
And there is
the
potential to put perhaps a boat in this canal. And because the canal is not very wide, potentially this boat would not be very wide.
Perhaps.
Potentially all of the rare earth minerals coming up from the mines in Park City.
Mm-hmm.
Long before the days of the CTA, there was another. And by another, of course, I mean the Chicago, North Shore, and Milwaukee Railroad, commonly called simply the North Shore Line.
Question, mm-hmm. Teach.
Uh-huh.
Did it go from Chicago to Milwaukee by way of the North Shore?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Cool, I'm going to ace this test.
I love nominative determinism.
Test question. Where did the Chicago, North Shore, and Milwaukee Railroad serve?
Answer A. Chicago, the North Shore, and Milwaukee. Answer B, Cleveland. Answer C, Madison. Answer D, Skokie. You answered A. A is incorrect. The correct answer is Skokie.
We got to start doing those like YouTube community polls that are secretly quizzes just to be obnoxious.
This is true. The North Shore Line began operating trains over what is now the CTA Yellow Line's route in 1925.
Wait, it's actually the Yellow Line right now?
Yeah.
I thought that was just a joke because it appeared yellow on the map.
It's the piss line.
Does any map lie with its colors?
What did you think it was? Can you explain to me what like is happening here?
I was explaining to Sophie on the way here. I was riding the Green Line branch to West Valley earlier and explaining to this nice group of three people on the train who were trying to get somewhere on 33rd that even though the line that appears on the Google Maps transit directions on 33rd South is colored green, that does not mean they can get on a Green Line train and find themselves somewhere down 33rd. So I politely directed them to return back to Central Point, go to 33rd, and make a bus transfer.
I hope you know that I almost spit out water all over my computer when you mentioned that. I wasn't even thinking on the same wavelength, but I'm glad you brought that up.
So that's what this is a little bit of a callback to.
Okay.
Yeah, so it continued that under the Chicago Rapid Transit Company when they started running, like, basically L trains directly into Chicago
from this thing.
It was sort of weird.
Chicago really was running every train into Chicago.
Yes, it was. Still every train runs into Chicago, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
The line's initial incarnation had far more stops than the present line, making several halts through Skokie and Evanston.
Evanston, Wyoming?
No, Evanston, Illinois, the real one.
Oh, probably has more people somehow.
It certainly has more people. Evanston is one of the most diverse cities in America, if I'm not incorrect.
I would believe that.
Evanston. I don't know. In my head, Evanston, Wyoming is a pretty big, pretty serious place.
Mm-hmm. I've been founded by Methodist business leaders in 1857. All right.
Methodist business leaders.
Oh, well, it's not that diverse, but it's pretty diverse.
More than Evanston, Wyoming, I'm sure.
Certainly.
Well, it has over 15% non-white people. It only has 57% white people.
Okay, well, that's... I assume Evanston, Wyoming is at least 90%.
Look, we should probably check before we slander them too much.
Okay.
I love slandering Evanston, but like it's got to be based in fact.
Wyoming. Wyominch.
Evanston, Wyoming.
It has less people, and it is 80.4% white.
Yeah, that checks out.
What's
And it's declining in population, which is very interesting.
Yeah, that checks out as somebody who has contributed to the decline of Evanston.
You lived in Evanston?
No, but its status as something of just a highway rest stop is not much to build an economy and identity on.
Boo. Economy? And who needs that?
By visiting there, stopping at like the Maverick and leaving instead of actually, you know, patronizing a single local business.
Actually, well, that does put money into the economy.
Marginally.
Yeah.
No way they peaked
in 2010. It's not even a college there. What do you do in a town without a college?
In Evanston?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it oil or is it cattle that's the largest?
I think it's gotta cattle, be cattle there. Oil's further to the northwest.
I don't know how cattle could explain a 74% population increase between the 80s and the 90s.
Coal.
Coal used to be big.
Coal is big.
Coal is king.
Yeah, it's the there's some big like anthracite coal vein or something in
surely the coal mining is long coal. Long declined.
No, because there was a big boom in the 80s when that's why all the coal mining in the Appalachians died is because they were able to mine much cheaper and worse coal in Wyoming.
Wyoming has been the largest producer of coal in the U.S. since 1986.
Well, checkmate, liberal.
Wyoming, and- Wyoming ex-Germany, solidarity.
In 2018, they employed 1% of the state's population.
The 1%
of the 1% of the 1% of the 3% of the 42.5%.
Can we make that into a rap song, please?
The 1% of the 1% of the 3% of the 45.2%.
The bourgeoisie.
And then I have to be like Eminem and rhyme orange with d'orange.
If you're Eminem, that makes you cool.
M&M.
Where's the electrified coal railway that runs off the coal?
The desert wind.
Power railway? The desert power railway.
Okay, yeah.
Where is it?
I don't. It's close to that.
It's south of Vernal.
Okay, so not Wyoming.
Yeah, no. It's it mines coal in Colorado and then ships it into Utah.
You bet they have like a they pay taxes as it crosses the border.
No, because you're not allowed to pay tax things across the border.
Oh yeah, that's kind of the whole point. I forgot.
And then we have this great thing called the Constitution, which prohibits states from doing that.
Prohibited states from doing that?
Prohibits.
Canadian states are not included.
Yeah, Canada is not a state, actually.
Canadian states sold separately.
They're not states, they're provinces.
Yes, yeah, territories. As in America.
And
as,
territories.
As in America.
As in America, I call everything a state. Okay. Or I just don't understand it.
Kyle's like, I'm racist. It,
the two places in Mexico are Mexico City and Baja California.
That's true.
Not really.
Might as well be.
That now who's not understanding geography?
As far as white people are concerned.
Ooh, that's...
No, that's not true. There's also some places in the Yucatan.
Come white on, there's people. All sorts of places in Mexico that rich white tech workers are moving so they can benefit from the crack exchange rate and...
In other words, sort of colonizing the current population.
Anyways.
Coal. Are you going to be a rich white tech worker who moves to Mexico?
No.
Why not? Don't you want to take advantage of the exchange rate?
Not really. I'd like to spend the money living here.
This is a really interesting thing I've just found on Google Maps. It's called Tickville Gulch, and it's in Saratoga Springs.
Saratoga Springs, Utah or New York?
Utah.
Okay.
And I don't think it's Saratoga Springs. Is it Saratoga Springs in Utah? In New York? I thought it was just Saratoga.
It comes up a lot when I'm searching things.
Hmm. Interesting.
This is very interesting.
What is interesting?
Just the coal history.
Oh, yeah.
1868.
Oh, my God. Union how do we Pacific. Get... When the CTA took... Oh, yeah, they built a brand new three-track main line in the 1980s. An American for railroad for coal.
Evil does what I want.
When the CTA took over in 1947 during a time of cuts and austerity, the line wasn't long for this world. Rapid transit service over the Skokie Branch ended in 1948.
One commuter trains year later.
Thank you, SpongeBob narrator.
Given the, oh, that's what that's from.
Commuter trains.
I've still not actually seen the OG. I just have seen this used in every YouTube video ever made.
Commuter trains still used it, but it wouldn't see rapid transit service for many years.
That's probably pretty critical because it's still an in-service railway and not just rotting.
But the CNSMR.
The CNSMR.
Chicago North Shore Milwaukee Railroad.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, yeah. From earlier. Yeah, yeah.
Still owned the trackage. It remained unused. Okay, we already talked about that. Until the railroad dissolved in 1963, when the commuter trains also went out of business.
Okay, so they sold off all the trackage and right-of-way.
Or just let it rot.
Oh, true.
The CTA saw a golden opportunity in the closure of the North Shore Line and bought 5 miles of trackage between Skokie and Evanston in 1963, so the same year.
I'm sure that was very cheap.
It probably was. You see, the federal government was entering its Great Society era, and it had some interesting new ideas about using metro systems for suburban transit.
Whoa, like a Great Society might?
Like a Great Society metro, perhaps, yeah. And where better to try that than, checks notes, suburban Chicago?
You know, Chicago has lots of people.
It sure does. It's America's second city.
It's not D.C., so they can afford to mess up.
Or it was America's second city. Now it's America's third city. Soon to be America's fourth or fifth city.
What? New York? San Francisco?
Los Angeles.
LA. Salt Lake.
Oh, yeah. Salt Lake. Then Chicago.
No. New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. But Houston and Dallas are probably going to overtake
Chicago.
Oh,
true. Yeah. They've been building out the wazoo.
Until they get destroyed by a hurricane and climate change.
What about Fort Worth?
Yes, no one cares about Fort Worth.
Wait until Dallas swallows up Fort Worth.
That kind of already is. I digress, though.
Meanwhile, Houston's $13 billion racist blow-up half of downtown for a highway project.
Gotta make the Katy Freeway bigger.
Oh, this is a different one. They're rerouting one of their interstates through a different part of downtown and blowing up thousands of homes and hundreds of businesses, mostly ethnic minorities in the year of our Lord 2025.
Redlining is so bad.
They have openly stated that they are not racist.
Can we just blow up all freeways everywhere?
To build bigger freeways,
no,
yeah.
No freeways. Take the train.
And because they're moving this one highway, they gotta rebuild all the interchanges for all the other highways around them.
Well, yes, of course, which will also require tearing down black people's houses.
Because you really do just need the biggest system interchanges possible right next to downtown Houston.
How else are you supposed to get into downtown Houston?
A thing that people are still doing in the year of our Lord 2025.
These are the sort of projects that have been slowly making the B1M orange pilled, which I appreciate. They're an infrastructure YouTube channel.
Oh yeah, no, I know the B1M.
They used to make a lot of like tone deaf videos about projects being like, oh, infrastructure, cool, construction, economy, wow, and then completely miss the point of how this like $10 billion project is massively racist and going to blow up a bunch of poor people, and highway expansion is not the way of the future. But they have gathered from the comment section being 100% actually no, this is bad, that maybe they should mention that in the video, which I respect.
Good. Be more like Grady from Real Engineering.
Real. Or Road Guy Rob.
God, I need to write that paper. Anyhow,
yeah.
I was thinking to myself about something else. In a first-of-its-kind experiment, the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development split the costs to build...
Somebody say integrated housing and transit planning?
Split the cost to build a new spur line over the old Skokie alignment with the CTA. The new line would have modern, for the time, trains.
Let me guess, they still use the same ones?
They don't.
Okay,
and would
good.
Shuttle commuters between the rapidly growing suburb of Skokie and the mainline L system.
Let me guess, it still does that?
Yes, it does.
That wasn't a guess.
Although rapidly
that.
Growing is not anymore the case. This was the result of the 1961 Housing Act, which earmarked $25 million for transit demonstration projects and lines.
Very cool.
The new line would be the predecessor of services like BART, the Washington Metro, and Atlanta's MARTA. It may have even invented the modern park and ride, and was exclusively designed to get suburbanites out of their cars and onto the train.
Great, now I like it less.
It would also be entirely unique in its operating style, becoming one of the only, if not the only, dual pantograph third rail trains in the United States.
What the crack? Dual pantograph, like power and ground or overhead?
No. So it had pantograph and third rail.
Oh, what? It had pantograph. Okay. Why? It's an isolated line.
Well, because it wasn't built on isolated tracks, right? Because the North Shore line was electrified. And so when it shut down, all of these train infrastructure for overhead electrification is left over.
Uh-huh.
But also there are some parts of the line, because it had been shut down for 15 years, that didn't have that anymore.
So
Instead of putting it up, they built a third rail, which was compatible with their current equipment. So then it would just switch back and forth.
That seems perhaps worse than just putting up the wires.
That by no means complicates it.
They didn't have to do all that much work to get the thing up and running. Rail cars had to be modified to add a pantograph, and some new third rail had to fill the gaps. But other than that, all they needed was a wooden station platform in Skokie.
Obviously.
The Swift opened the next year on April 18th, 1964, and was an instant phenomenon. Almost 4,000 people rode the one-stop line on its first day.
A feminine nomenon.
A what?
It's a feminine nomenon.
It's a hard word.
Anyhow.
Buy that on tape.
Its sustained popularity was such that the CTA quickly added Saturday service.
Damn.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was a big deal. This was a commuter line, man. And you can see here their weird, funky cars that they had.
# not like other cars. It looks old for even that period.
But you see, it has this cute paint scheme that says Skokie Swift on it.
Okay, that is cute. Sweet. PCC-ass paint scheme.
Does it have gangways? Oh, it does, yeah.
Yeah, it's articulated as well. So a lot of people also see this as like the forerunner to modern light rail. This is an important line. In 1967, the line attracted more than 8,000 riders per day on a one-stop system. Imagine if the S line got 8,000 riders per day.
Well, maybe if it was Swift.
Why was it a success?
If the S line was a one-stop shuttle from Sugar House to Central Point,
it wouldn't get that because it didn't go 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, if it was that and it went 70, I think it would get a lot of riders.
It would take no time at all.
Yeah.
So why was it a success? Number one, modern park and rides.
Park and ride singular?
No. I'm serious.
Park and ride?
Previously, park and rides were not new, but they'd always been sort of an afterthought before this, which...
I think they should return to being an afterthought. I'm looking at you, park and ride oriented light rail in Seattle.
Probably not a terrible idea. But this was a different era. And
right, back when cars were objectively the future.
Like actually near the station instead of sort of off in a corner somewhere half mile away was a big deal.
I think we should return to having it off at the corner half a mile away because now the park and ride eats up the entire walk shed.
Or you could put it in a garage underground.
Yeah, if that weren't cost prohibitive, I'd say go for it. Now, if you can sucker a private developer into doing that as part of permission to build a building, count me the fuck in.
Yeah, mate, let them build a skyscraper, but they also have to build a massive park and ride garage under it.
This is a pretty standard sort of thing.
This is Canada, by the way. This is just what Canada does.
Well, there you go. I was going to say, the city will let developers build taller buildings if they include affordable units in them at the developer's own cost to subsidize those units, so... Pretty standard thing. You get a community benefit. You let the developer build a building. Sounds evil. Might be a little bit evil, but it works. I don't care. Evil does what I want.
Doesn't sound too evil.
Evil does what I want is a pretty good phrase.
That's the next sticker.
So it was also zippy fast. It
How
had
you type this so fast?
Screenager.
Shut up.
It's a fucking BlackBerry keyboard.
It was zippy fast. It had a top speed of 70 miles an hour and an average speed of 46 miles an hour, which made it the fastest urban transit line in the world.
The S line averaging about 10.
On a good day.
And tracks averaging about 30 on the corridor running sections.
And also the suburbanization of jobs. There were a lot of manufacturing jobs in Skokie at this time, so people would ride it from like...
Both ways.
Less economically developed neighborhoods of Chicago to their job and then back and forth. So it was like it was a whole thing.
Look, if we're going to suburbanize jobs, but we're going to concentrate all of them in Skokie, count me in. If we're going to suburbanize jobs and we're going to atomize them into like parking lot pits everywhere, don't count me in.
If we're going to Denverize them.
Real.
Denver.
Ouch.
Boo. I just sent you boo.
Boo with a million
it's
O's.
So over. So ridership would not stay that high, but the Swift would live on to be renamed the Yellow Line in 1992.
The Piss Line.
And be fully converted to third rail operation in 2004.
Nice. The third rail.
Dempster Street Station, which is the original terminus, was completely rebuilt in the 90s, giving it a much needed facelift.
Dempster Street Station.
It was just a wooden platform, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
A wooden platform and a groundbreaking parking lot.
Like a falling apart, like old station house from the North Shore Line days. It was a thing.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It also got its first infill station at Oakton, Skokie.
It's a three-stop service.
Two, yeah.
Both ends in the middle.
And the station's in downtown Skokie, so they realized maybe they should... You know,
not make it purely park and ride oriented.
Yeah, in 2010. Although today it had like 3,000 or 4,000 riders a day pre-pandemic. These days, 1,200 riders per day.
Sounds heavily commuter oriented.
Changing commute patterns strike again, but I think it's fair to say that it remains the commuter's friend, which was its advertising tagline. Yeah.
That's very nice.
The commuter's friend.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, and again, it sounds like a lot of the utility is just. Driving sucks
enough that it's really convenient to go from Dempster to Chicago and you can have an entire line to do that because it's fast.
Yeah, maybe not the most robust way to build like a long-term transit ridership. You got to make sure the people of Skokie don't need a car to get around generally, not just that they can go one place on their 70 mile an hour train.
You're really texting up a storm.
She scoke on my E. I'm just going to start, text-to-speeching these.
It also may still be the fastest urban transit line in the world. 36 mile per hour average is something. The speed decreased because they cut the top speed to 55 miles an hour to save money and because there's now a second station.
What is this, the oil crisis?
Richard Nixon did this. And this one, I think, is going on the transit bucket list. And here's a lovely and very aesthetic photo of the Skokie Swift going around a curve.
I like it.
I love the amount of wires in this picture. It makes me happy.
And the catenary infrastructure from the North Shoreline is still just kind of there.
This is a very nicely composed photo that I don't think would have come together without so many goddamn wires.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The ye olde, like, riveted steel catenary pole construction. Oh my god, so cute.
As much as I don't mind just stainless steel, I wish there was a bit more color.
Yeah, they should paint it the Skokie Swift.
Yeah.
But CTA. Although
apparently a lot of like drivers like hang signs on the front of it that says Skokie Swift.
Cute.
Because that's still what people call it, even though it is the yellow line.
The piss line.
The piss line, the urine line. Urine town!
No, urine town strikes again.
I'm going to look that up. I don't know what that is.
It's a musical.
Urinetown. It's a musical by Greg Kotis.
Greg Coitus?
Synopsis.
Minor spoilers. Skip 2.5 minutes if you don't want them.
Officer Lockstock, a policeman, grimly welcomes the audience, assisted by the street urchin Little Sally. According to the pair, a 20-year drought has caused a terrible water shortage, making toilets unthinkable. All restrooms. This is what this is actually play is about.
A musical about piss.
All restroom activities are done in public toilets controlled by a mega corporation called, quote, Urine Good Company.
I need
unquote,
to watch this.
Referred to as the UGC.
This is the O'Hare bottled air of
to
piss.
To control water consumption, citizens have to pay the capital A amenities. There are harsh laws ensuring that people pay to urinate, and if the laws are broken, the offender is sent to a place called Urine Town, never to return.
Maybe we do go see this.
Oppressed masses huddle in line at the poorest, filthiest urinal in town, public amenity number 9. Oh my gosh.
I need to see this. I should have gone when it was like at my high school or whatever.
It's at Highland High School.
Do we need to go see Urine Town?
It sounds kind of good.
Yeah.
I want to see the set design, the massive urinal. And I want to like know if they're going to like make the floor sticky.
Ah, so at the end, they pee a bunch and then they all die of thirst.
Wait, is that true?
I think it's a play about the tragedy of the commons. Rats. The final words of the musical are, "Hail Malthus."
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it is tragedy.
We need to see this so badly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woke high school.
The Urine Good Company is renamed the Bobby Strong Memorial Toilet Authority.
The Toilet Authority.
What, did it get like taken over by the government?
It was collectivized.
Collectivized. The equivalent of nationalized.
The P-evolution.
In the piss universe.
The piss-evolution. Urine. What a bizarre thing to write a play about.
Maybe it lays bare that everything except the piss is the point. Oh, Sophie's texting me again.
It's probably about urine.
Yeah, we got to get you one of these so Sophie can text both of us during recording.
Give me patron.
Give you Patreon or give you death.
Give me Patreon or give me death. Itch in bean ein Ebelina.
The 1% of the Patreon.
Itch
of the...
bean ein Belina. My name is John F. Kennedy.
Is that what JFK sounds like?
I don't know, but we're going to the moon at the end of this decade, not because it is easy, but because it is hard.
You sound like John F. Sweeler.
I resolve to cheat on my wife, not because it is easy, but because my dick is hot.
I did not have sex with that woman.
What?
Did JFK cheat?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh. Relentlessly.
Thank God someone took care of that.
Hold up.
He cheated on his wife with Marilyn Monroe.
What?
Which, I mean...
As long as he wasn't pervy about it, like Hugh Hefner.
He was definitely pervy about it.
Well...
He was like a Yaley. Anyhow,
he was a picture.
America's first Gouda president. I'm still a little unclear about what that means, but we'll continue.
Comments.
Please
do
remember
not
to
explain.
Yeah, please don't. Please remember to like, comment, and subscribe if you're listening on YouTube, and to follow and leave us a rating on iTunes and/or Spotify. If you like what we do here, please consider becoming a member on Patreon. Patrons receive exclusive content every month, as well as early access to all of our regular content and occasional merch drops. Speaking of patrons, at $10 or more per month, frontrunner tier, we have Aaron, Curtis Herring, Zach Adams, Tony Stunts, and Austin Speaker.
At $5, our headline tier, we have DJ.
Hi, Will.
Watkins.
Look, no lag.
Nebula. Robert P. Walsh, Christopher Whaley, Elijah Kensler, reluctant LA resident, Sky Lukowski, Isaac Madsen, Zephyr Zamoro, and Kyle Irving, and flight attendant. We're never going to remember how to pronounce this.
Our Dutch friend.
I've
been informed that the robot voice was correct.
Okay,
the time we did
me,
that.
Let me
what is the robot
ago.
Voice?
That was like multiple recordings ago, so I forgot.
You're in luck.
Uh-huh.
We are professionals.
Nobody ever said that.
I just did. Nyncha.
Live from National Public Radio Studios in Washington, D.C., this is All Things Considered. I'm your host.
Well, before Sophie gets us banished off YouTube, you gotta keep all the funny stuff for the CD.
Today, Donald Trump shot a man in broad daylight, and no one gave a shit.
Okay,
I'm saving that in a time capsule.
Anyway, flight attendant Nyncha. Thank you.
Is that it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who's that next? Was the Is last one.
Next at piss line tier, averaging in excess of 30 miles an hour and having three stops and $3 or more a month, we have Ethan McDonald, Zach Verstott, Alex Stokowski, G4, Evelyn, Matt Gray, Jesse Mayo, McKay Ransom, Oliver, Sam Myers, Litmus Zest, and Toronto Transit Channel.
And at Grind Tier.
Grinding in the moonlight.
You're in luck because they are Kapil, Benjamin Wood, Joshua S. Horvath, William Rowe, and Ryan Bailey.
I love to grind.
Thank you. I'm grinding all the time.
Grind employees.
Every morning
stop
I grind.
I go to you in town.
I still want to use the grind employee stop someday for some event.
Never going to happen.
Lay people have done it.
Yeah, well, you should have worked at Frontrunner.
Oh.
I got to use the employee stop all the time. Alex just flipped me off. I'd like that stand on the record.
You're texting me more. What is it?
A 6'6" hairless man just flipped you off.
Yeah, descriptive audio. A 6'6".
Here, you got to TTS it.
Dough.
Homer when he gets shot.
Yeah.
Is it because he eats donuts?
He just says, dough.
I'm going to be a good mom someday. I'll have great jokes.
Uh-huh.
When my kids on a road trip say, I need to pee, I'll be like, you're in luck. There's a gas station at the next exit.
This will be a callback after you go see You're in Town, the musical with your children.
Sure, or I can just say, you're in luck. And
or you could.
What's up? God.
This is a nice short episode.
Yeah, that was the idea. Because it's short like the Skokie Swift.
Well, and I'm only 20 minutes into our 2-hour, 20-minute CD exclusive, which is definitely going to be two discs at this point. Although the pamphlet materials are coming along pretty well. Gotta get it done for Christmas.
Every morning I wake up in pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, You're in Town opens in 2 days.
You're in luck.
You're in luck. You can go to You're in Town.
Yeah, I don't think I'll see it.
Why not?
I don't know.
You're a retry.
Because it's between like the 20th and the 24th.
Oh. I have stuff.
This weekend.
I'm
going to
Tooele
this weekend.
Tuella Deville.
Why?
To film an Episcopild video.
Hmm. Is there Episcopild history out there?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Is that a question?
It's not really about the history, though.
It's about just Tooele being the best place.
No, it's me.
You being the best person in the best place?
Speaking about demographic trends and how they might be changed.
About how Tooele is going to start rapidly suburban sprawling in the near future?
Tooele is going to become an Episcopal stronghold.
It is, but I don't see what that has to do with Episcopild. Oh.
What's changing the demographics then, and what does that have to do with Episcopild?
The changing demographics of religion in America.
Mm. Oh, the religion population pyramid, as it were.
I don't know what that means, but sure.
The population pyramid is the little graph everybody cites when they're whining about Social Security collapsing.
Yeah, actually, that is a good way to think about it in the Episcopal Church specifically. We are, unfortunately, a very geriatric church at the moment.
Because very upside-down triangle?
Yeah, very upside-down triangle. It is estimated that greater than 50% of Episcopalians are over the age of 65. And why did this happen? I have thoughts. And that is what this video will be about.
Go watch the video. You'll find out.
A Methodist doing much better? Okay.
Because
Mormons, on the other hand,
are also... Your pyramid is shifting upwards at the moment.
It took about time.
Yeah,
it does happen. We gotta stabilize somewhere.
No, the simple fact is that in the 1970s and 1980s, there was a large wave, and 2000s and 2010s to a lesser extent, there was a really massive wave of sort of disaffiliation from what you would call the mainline Protestant churches towards evangelicalism and sort of crazy bullshit I grew up in.
Mm. And that scared off the people who hadn't been in the church for forever.
Right. And then also that created the situation where Christianity in this country is primarily identified with being an evil, racist piece of shit.
Which is not appealing to young people,
which
generally
is not appealing to anyone.
True.
And has also sort of created our current political situation. So I have thoughts. This is probably not good.
Yeah, no spoilers.
For civic institutions, for common life, for all those things. And I have ideas about why it happened and what we should be doing to be like, actually, being Episcopalian is better than being an insane racist piece of shit.
Whoa.
Hot take.
And going to a church with 10 trillion people in it where they beg you for money every 2 seconds. And when I said church in that last sentence, you should see it in scare quotes. Because those things call themselves a church, but in no recognizable sense are they.
Stadium church.
Did you hear my, like, inner preacher coming out there?
I did. Anyhow. It was good.
Preacher, podcaster.
Hey, man, you gotta cut this out, but...
Cut.